Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, March 8th, 2012. For the second year in a row, church leaders will get a chance to be inspired, encouraged, and equipped in the area of creative communications. Tonight's guest is Adam Fry, the Associate Pastor, Creative Communications at Central Community Church, and he's one of the organizers of Create Conference. He's on the phone with us from St. Catharines, Ontario, to talk about the June 4 to 6 event, and we'll get a chance to talk to Adam after we hear from Sarah Featherstone's clip, Birthday Waltz, from her CD, Born of a Summer's Day. Good evening, Adam.
Good evening.
Now, you're the Associate Pastor for Creative Communications at Central Community Church. What does that mean?
So I serve on our church at Central Community Church as an Associate Pastor, and my job title in that Associate Pastor is Creative Communications. So I lead our Creative Communications team, which consists of really five departments. We have our Media Department, which creates all of our media for the weekend experience. We have our production department, which basically manages the live experience. We have our worship arts department, which is your traditional music pastor role. We have service programming, which kind of puts all the elements in place. And then we have our print and publications, which is sort of the graphic side of the deal. So we have five departments that work together in creating an unforgettable opportunity for people to experience God at all four of our campuses across the Niagara region. So my role is really project managing, steering the ship, kind of, I call myself a creative conductor at times, kind of taking all these elements and put them into a play that is unified for our vision for our weekend experiences at all of our campuses.
And knowing creative types, it's probably a little bit of cat herder in there as well.
Leading creatives is always challenging because we're all last minutes, but what we're trying to do is really be proactive and try to maximize our creativity, because creativity is not just something that happens. It's intentional. It's process. Mm-hmm. It's working things out in team. And sure, we can have creative moments, but a longevity of creating a creative culture, it's planning, it's executing, it's building with each other, building on top of each other's ideas. And my job is refereeing, pushing, directing, steering, and keeping us on track.
Now, how did you get involved in the whole aspect of creative communications yourself?
I kind of stumbled into it myself. Like, I went to Bible college. I grew up in the church system and just felt the natural call to ministry, in high school. I went to Bible college. I went to Western Pentecostal Bible College, which is now in British Columbia, which is now Summit Pacific College. And I did my music degree. I was doing church religion with church major music major, and my first role in ministry was just a traditional kind of music pastor, assistant pastor role in a smaller church where you're the music pastor, but you also did young adults and whatever else was available because it was a small church. And but just kind of in that process, just realizing that in the communications world, as far as how do we communicate, not just on a Sunday through the traditional means of music or preaching, but, you know, through the arts and through our online communications and through printed and graphics, and how do all those things all work together? And I just sort of naturally just was doing those things in the church. I wasn't a graphic designer, had never opened Photoshop, had no idea how to develop a website. So basically just kind of hired a graphic designer and a web developer, and did my first kind of project as the project manager from the organization, but really worked with the media company who developed the product, and just fell in love with the process. And so learned through the way, and slowly and surely, as I kind of moved through a ministry, realized this is something more and more I'm leaning to, understanding creative arts and understanding creative people, but understanding kind of the bigger story of how the medium is the message. And it's not just what we say, but how we say it, and understanding that culture is shifting, and how do we embrace all these elements to create, to help tell our story in a way that people connect to. So it was really me stumbling into it. So my knowledge of Photoshop and Final Cut and you know, web development and user experience is all based on me just wanting to learn it through the process. So no traditional, conventional learning, just kind of grassroots, asking a lot of questions to people who know better, more than me.
Well, the whole idea of creative communications, and you know, you're mentioning the different departments and that you have, it's really something that's just within what, maybe even the last 5 years, has really taken off, and churches are really starting to understand that if they're going to reach people today, you have to engage every aspect of them, and including the creative component of their personality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even saying that, within the last 5 years, we could probably even say that with American churches, but even Canadian churches, you know, I know even for us, the reason Create Conference even came out was because churches are, they're starting to maybe see that they need to do something, but they don't really know what to do. And even for us, like we just, when I first started here, I've been at Central Community Church now for almost 3.5 years. When I first started, I was the media department. I was the creative communications department. So I did the video, I did the graphics, I did our web development, I did the service programming, I did the production to the best of my ability, limited ability. Mm-hmm. And started as we grew, was able to work within our staffing structure, the ability to hire these people. Now I had a little bit of budget that I could contract some media, some video directing, some video pieces, but anything that was outside of that bracket of budget, I was doing on my own, and I don't really know what I'm doing. I was, you know, I do it, faking it till you make it, and a lot of, you know, creative people, they understand that you just, I'll try, but I can only produce so much, and when you're kind of in, when you're sinking, you just learn how to swim real quick, you know, you just learn how to, you just got to kick your feet.
Well, it seems like, especially in a lot of churches where, again, there's always that tension between what you want to do and what you can afford to do. People have just had to suddenly say, okay, well, we need this particular type of media developed. I'll do it. I'll try it.
Exactly. And that's how you learn. And I love that. And I think as leaders, we're constant learners, right? If we want to be leading, then we need to be learning. And as soon as we stop asking what is new out there, what's culture gravitating to, and learning how to communicate in a way that makes sense to our current culture, then we stop being effective leaders. So I think no matter what the stage is, whether it's whether it's speaking communication, whether it's being a musician with understanding talent and song genres and you know, voicings, no matter what we're doing, even in design, you can get locked into, you may know Adobe After Effects, and your design may be one way, when you realize the design is tilting, you have to constantly be tilting with that and learning how to redesign and relearning your craft and re-harnessing your tools so they don't get dull, right? And
right.
And ineffective. So it's a constant learning, and I think that's one of the biggest challenges as churches. We put our expectations to meet culture and to meet the corporate world with our limited resources and knowledge, and so that's the whole reason Create Conference was really birthed, is that we have churches saying, hey, we want to do this, we want to learn, we want to grow, we want to start using these creative mediums, We just don't even know where to start.
Well, I want to get into some detail on that, but I need to take a quick break, and after the break, we'll be back with our guest, Adam Fry, to talk about this year's Create Conference. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. ¶¶ That was A Full Heart from Jay Calder's Breakfast with Barnabas CD. Now we're going to continue our conversation with Adam Fry. Adam, just before we went to break, you were sort of talking about the reasons behind the Create Conference and some of the way it came about. When did you get to the point where you realized that, A, you needed a conference like this to help churches across the country, and B, you decided that it was going to be your church that did it?
That's good. Really, I kind of stumbled into this in a real way. I mean, growing through the church, you know, I wanted to do something that affected the church. My heart for church has always been bigger than just serving the local church, though that's where I believe I'm planted. I wanted to make sure that, you know, whatever we do encompasses the Church of Canada. But beyond that, the story is, I mean, our church, Central Community Church, has gone through a redefining season. You know, about 10 years ago, our church didn't look or at anything like it is now. I mean, our church is 90 years old. We've had a long history in St. Catharines. We've had some really awesome seasons where we saw, you know, we had hosting the largest Sunday school program in Canada at one point with, you know, a fleet of buses picking people up, and it was unbelievable. But then there's the other extremes, too, where you have the church that was kind of struggling for identity and not really understanding where its vision comes from. And so 10 years ago, our church was kind of sort of stagnant, stale, some would say dying, some would say decreasing, at about 300 people with no real kind of identity. And Darren Latham and Bill Markham, our currently pastor, came in at that season and, you know, have really helped steer the ship and give it back its values and its core values, its direction, its mission. Who was our target audience? We're going to be a church about lost people. We're going to be a church that's going to position ourselves within reach of people. And so we kind of chose, these are the words we're going to use. We're going to create an atmosphere for people who don't know God or are far from God, who don't know church, but they can come and feel safe and secure. And in that whole process, we just started seeing, we saw some people leave, but we also saw a lot more come. And over the span of those 8 years, we grew from a church of 300 people to a church of 1,100. And then our lead pastor, Darren Latham, left. This is all prior to me coming. Left, and Bill Markham, who was the associate pastor, was voted in as a lead pastor, and he had the vision for multi-campus. And he was really a creative director, really, through that whole process. And we started gaining recognition within our denomination, within our faith, within our community. We started growing multi-campus, and we started doing that. And that's where I came in and started doing the multi-campus thing, the production level, bringing our creative levels up to a different level of excellence. And in that whole process of seeing growth, we were getting churches calling and saying, what are you doing? How are you doing that? Can we come and talk to you? Can we see what you're doing? And the truth is, a lot of us here, we're being obedient to what God has called us to do, but we didn't really know what we were doing. We were just kind of trying stuff, and God blessed it by His grace. And so now, you know, we have four campuses across the Niagara region. We're a church of almost between 1,800 to 2,000 people. And because of that, people have just been asking, what are you doing, what are you doing, what are you doing? And we said, we don't know what we're doing, but we can help you with what you want. And then that whole idea of Create Conference, well, what if we created a venue that we brought everyone together, we're answering these kind of questions of what we're doing, as well as bringing people in that we look to as a church, saying, hey, can you help us? Because we want to know, we want to continue to grow. And so that's kind of the whole, a real Coles Notes version.
Right,
the history of our church and what spurred out this conference. So it was really us saying, hey, there's people asking and looking for help. We know we can't provide all the help because we don't even have all the answers. But what if we provide a venue or an opportunity for people to come from all over Canada and have, you know, 30-plus speakers here all coming with their own experience and their own excellence and their own backgrounds that can really speak into the Canadian church culture, just to provide basically a platform for us to learn and grow within the creative communications mediums.
Now, how many years have you had the conference going?
This is only our second year coming up, so this is still very fresh. Last year was our first year with this idea. We were really nervous about it because it's an unconventional conference for Canadian churches. From our research, there was really no creative communications conference in Canada. A lot of church ministries conference or discipleship or youth conferences, but not one for the creative communicator. Mm-hmm. And so this was a very new field. You know, we got Breakforth out in Edmonton, and they have streams for communications and for creativity, but not a whole conference focused on it. So it was a little bit of a gamble. And because this network, like you said, is only within the last 5 years, I mean, we don't even know what the pool is we're drawing from yet. So it's been a little bit of a, you know, kind of shooting into a dark alley in the sense of hoping that we hit something. And And the response we got from just the network that was established and those who were able to come, we had about 130 last year at Create Conference, was just overwhelming. And the response was basically validated that, hey, that people are asking for this. And what we're already seeing now is for Create 2012, the registrations are already, you know, doubled from what they were last year. And so people are coming in. And so it's exciting to see that this is catching and that there is, it's actually scratching the itch, if you want to use that terminology, of what Canadian churches are asking and looking for.
Cool. Well, I want to take a look at some of the details on that in a couple minutes, but we're going to have to take a final break, and then we'll be right back with our guest, Adam Fry, who is coordinator of the Create Conference. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to At the Foot of the Cross from Fergus Marsh's CD, Spirit Moves. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Create Conference. I think you're a co-coordinator, right?
I am So I oversee all the front end of it, and we have another friend of ours who's on staff who oversees the back end with dealing with the sponsorship revenue and all that, the financial stuff, which I allow him to do because he's so much better at it than I am.
Now, is there a theme for this year's conference?
Honestly, we were talking about themes, and we haven't brought it down to a theme. We figured they were so new in this that focusing into a theme actually would actually hurt us. So we're just basically allowing our speakers to come in, and as far as the keynote elements, and just bringing them in for what they are good at. So they're speaking. So Gary Melander, Whitney George, Bill Markham, and the Skit guys, they're going to come in as our keynotes, and they're just going to speak out of what God is doing at them and what makes them successful. Where the theme comes in is actually in our streams. So our streams are focused into five streams of focus for the breakouts. So arts, design, video, web, and creative leadership. And so that's kind of where the focus comes in. The keynotes are going to be more influential. They're more philosophical as to the why we do what we do, where the breakouts are going to ask the how questions and answer the how questions.
And there are some of these people who people in the creative community will probably already know, people like Gary Molander. What was the name of his book again? I read it.
Creating Art, Pursuing Christ, Creating Art.
Right, and the Skit guys, people have probably seen them, some of their clips in the churches. I think probably one of their more popular ones is the Chisel.
The Chisel, absolutely, yeah.
So when you're looking at the whole thing, what are you hoping that people are going to get out of this when they go home, like after they go home and suddenly debrief and that? What are you expecting people to take with them?
So the mission, the clear mission is to inspire, encourage, and equip Canadian church leaders. And so we're hoping that they come and feel inspired. So our keynote, our main sessions, we're really just hoping that it's a place for them to come and just kind of take that breath. And we realize that most of the people who are coming to this conference are the ones who make services happen in their community. So for them to actually sit down and just be part of a worship experience or being poured into or be part of a community where they're not having to do anything is really important. The real ministry side of things, if you'd say, that inspiration, that where they can see things that they haven't seen before, The equipping, the encouragement where they get to be connected with the body and network, realizing they're not doing this by themselves, but there's a network of church leaders and creatives across Canada that are doing them, and they're going through the same battle and the same struggles and the same wins and the same lows that they're all going through. So they have that sense of encouragement, building that network of people. And then the equipping, like the real practical equipping, and we all come with, we're all going to come with questions, and we're hoping that they're going to leave with those questions answered, or at least a pathway to discover those answers. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the mission, that's kind of our goal, is that one, they come and they be filled up and encouraged and inspired to keep doing what they're doing, that they find encouragement knowing that they're not alone, and there's a network of creatives that are doing what they do, and that they actually get some of their questions answered, whether that's in video or web or design, creative leadership, that they actually get empowered, invested into, find resources that help them do what they're called to do.
Well, when you look at that and you look at that type of thing happening, what kind of an impact do you hope that Create's going to have on churches across the country?
I hope Create will have the impact in the sense that it is, I mean, churches rise and falls on leadership, and obviously the power of the Holy Spirit is a massive piece of that, but if leaders have to have the ability to continue to grow and lead, and if they're leading burnt out or uninspired, I mean, I've seen it in our own context. When I'm feeling like I'm by myself, or I'm feeling frustrated, or I'm in a low point, I'm an ineffective leader. When our lead pastor is at a low point and he's drained and burned out and he feels he's got nothing left, he's an ineffective leader. And sure, we have the Holy Spirit who comes in. He's going to give us the what we need in those seasons. But I'm hoping that Create Conference does become one of those resources that fills up and encourages and inspires our leaders to keep on doing what they're doing. Beyond just the conference, but through the network that we develop, and through the relationships that are established, this is not about a church. This is not about Central. This is not about an organization. This is about a community of creative leaders working together for the same thing. So I'm hoping that what they go back into the community, that they understand that creativity is not linked to a video, or it's not linked to a design. It's linked to the Holy Spirit, and then when they listen to the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit gives them creativity within their culture to communicate to their community. And understanding that planning and creativity is not a feeling or an emotion. Creativity is something that's you plan out, you work hard for. It's like anything. It's like sports. You want to be good at it, you got to practice, you got to rehearse, you got to put your time in. And creativity and communications is the same thing. It's not just about coming on a Saturday night, throwing together a message, and then hoping it connects in the morning, but it's about working in a team and putting the hard work in together, to hearing the word, studying the word, how to communicate the word in a way that makes sense to the community, to those inside your church and those who are coming to the church for the first time.
Yeah, I've had a conversation with a couple of people this morning, and again, we're talking about the aspect of excellence and making sure that what we do within art and with creativity, there's a sense of excellence within that. We may never hit that mark of being absolutely perfectly excellent, but trying to strive towards doing that within the confines and again with the aid of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely, and I think sometimes, and I'm guilty of this in my past, is that we just say, well, God will give me the word, I'll get the word when I need it, but we're limited to what we can actually do with that in the last minutes. But if I firmly believe that the Holy Spirit can speak to us months in advance. He doesn't have to speak to us the night before. And we need to be open to that, to those moments. But, I mean, I believe God knows what, I mean, our service is going to look like next August before we even know. And so we can start actually having that communication with Him now. Hey, so what do you want to do next August, God? Like, what are your thoughts on that? So we can actually start having that dialogue now and start working towards what that would look like at this point versus, the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when we can bring our best. That's when we can actually bring our creativity, work in a team, realizing that, and I understand my limitations as a creative, but I know that in my team, we're stronger together. But if I'm only winging it the night before, then I can't rely on my team to help me. So right. It's all about me trying to make it happen within my own giftings. Yeah. But when I have a team of people and we're working together through process, we're being creative, we're allowing creativity to build on creativity, and idea to build on idea, and Holy Spirit to harness it and to anoint it and bless it and to steer it, then I think we're bringing our best and to Him and also to our community.
Great. Adam, how can people find out more about the Create Conference?
You can just go to createconference.ca, createconference.ca. All the information is just added, is regularly updated as the information comes in, and all of our blog is linked through that. Our speaker bios are linked through that. Our breakouts will be uploaded soon as they are revealed. So, yeah, createconference.ca will be the hub for all that information. You can register as well through there, so it's all ready to go.
Great. Adam, thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks so much, Robert.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guest, Adam Fry. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.